Already? Time for the sports? Straight from the streets, it's Super Ken. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Super Ken Real. In the NFL last night, Andy Reid knew his old team. The Chiefs led the Eagles from start to finish. 5 sacks and 2 picks on Vic. McCoy did cut up with 158 yards. DeSean Jackson, only 3 catches in that 10-point loss. KC, now 3-0. Philly, 1-2. Nothing but love for Reed and Donovan McNabb. The fans show big love to them in their return. Of course, number 5 was retired at the half. And someone tweeted, Marcus Vick, your brother is such a below-average QB. And, of course, Marcus Vick had a nice response for him. Your mom is a below-average, is such a below-average whore.
Wow. Straight for the jugular.
14 games on the schedule this Sunday. The Bengals hosting A-Rod in the pack. The Cowboys, yeah, they're taking on the Rams. RG3 facing Ndamukong Suh and the Lions. Cam Newton hosting the Giants. Former Giant Tiki Barber. Remember, he chose the intern over his pregnant wife. Well, that intern, now his wife, she's pregnant. Wow.
They expecting their first
child. No. I guess it was love. Eventually, he got it right. Texans at the champs. The Colts taking on Kaepernick. Joe McKnight, remember former Jet? He was stopped in New Jersey, right, for a traffic violation. Come to find out, he had 2 outstanding warrants for failing to pay for previous traffic violations, right? Well, now he has another warrant because he didn't take care of that traffic violation.
Those traffic violations are so dumb.
No, I have an idea. Just get a chauffeur. How about that?
Yeah.
Or pay
your tickets.
Yeah.
Can we do that? New England hosting Tampa. Ernest Wallace, said to be the right-hand man of former Patriot Aaron Hernandez. He entered a not guilty plea. Of course, he was charged yesterday with accessory to murder after the fact. So we'll see what happens with that. Remember MIA at the Super Bowl, not this year, but last year, flicked off the fans on live TV. Well, guess what? Quietly, according to the Hollywood Reporter, the NFL filed a $1.5 million lawsuit against her. And it's kind of been on the low for like the last year because no one has been really talking about it. But now her lawyer, he's ready to start fighting with guns, right? He's ready to actually pull off the gloves on this one. He's saying that the NFL is basically, they need to let this ride with players catching felonies every week with the homophobic slurs and
the whole
nine. I mean, that's his ammunition on that one. He's saying, yo, you better back down on this one. I got something real that I can get at you with. Pitt taking on Chicago under the Sunday night lights. They're saying Troy Polamalu will cut his hair. This is according to Stars and Stripes to honor veterans everywhere. Now, you remember last year he led the fight for United Veterans. They had a campaign going on last year for the veterans of foreign wars. So that's a nice cause that he's a part of. And that hair has been his signature. The head and shoulder commercials, I guess that's over with, huh? Can't do that. Melo versus Canelo. It never happened, right? But the Mayweather fight, get this, could be the highest grossing ever. They're saying right now it's at 2 million buys and counting. Now, you know his fight with Oscar De La Hoya brought in 2.4 million buys, grossing $136 million. The difference here is that fight was probably only, what, $44.95?
Right.
And, of course, we know the last fight was $74.95.
And they said MGM Arena, they did like $20 million at the door.
That's crazy. So, Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte, what will he do now? He canceled his reality show. Aww. What will Ryan do? They said premiere with 800,000 viewers, and by the time it was over, it only had 300,000. In Major League Baseball, the Nationals over the Marlins, still 5 back behind Cincy for that wild card. Reds facing the Pirates today, still 2 back for the division. Indian over the Astros, Reds over the O's.